This is the ninth and final episode on operations management. Today, we'll wrap up our discussion of operations management by looking at global issues in operations management. You really couldn't teach a unit on operations management without discussing global operations. Increasingly, businesses are operating globally by importing and exporting goods, and also by outsourcing processes or manufacturing to overseas enterprises. Companies often do this to reduce the cost of operations, but some companies establish manufacturing facilities overseas in order to manufacture their products closer to their customers. As this is operations management, we should always have the three elements, inputs, processes, and outputs, at front of mind. Global sourcing of inputs is where businesses seek out the cheapest inputs regardless of where they are produced. Sourcing inputs globally can be cheaper than sourcing inputs domestically. Typically, material inputs, which is raw materials, components, and parts, may be sourced internationally. Sometimes, labour is sourced internationally, particularly in highly specialised areas such as engineering and design. The advantage of sourcing inputs globally might be reduced cost of material inputs, accessing highly skilled labour that may not be available in Australia, and increased capacity of supply by sourcing materials from larger operations. The reason materials can be sourced more cheaply from overseas is partially because wages may be lower, but also because the regulations that exist in Australia to protect workers and the environment often don't exist overseas. This can make the cost of producing products overseas cheaper. But corporate and social responsibility should guide businesses towards ethical sourcing of material inputs, focusing on the lowest cost of materials without considering the social and environmental input of creating those materials can be considered unethical. Companies that sell ethically grown coffee or make chocolate from ethically grown cocoa beans are an example of businesses who rubber stamp their products as being produced with ethical considerations in mind. Sourcing inputs globally is not without its challenges. Weaknesses associated with global sourcing of input materials or finished goods often includes longer lead times. In order to source materials from overseas, businesses might be locked into ordering materials in set batch sizes. This can increase their inventory and therefore their cost of inventory. Higher volumes also increases the risks if products don't sell. The cost of inputs can vary when currency rates change, making operational costs harder to control. There's also an increased risk of transport delays. Delays at ports are common. Lost shipping containers, customs inspections, fumigation of shipping containers, ships not being able to dock, and less commonly now, worker strikes at the docks, all make sourcing inputs from overseas more complex for operations managers. It's also more difficult to manage the quality of input materials. Quality control measures will be essential to verifying the quality of material inputs sourced from overseas. Now that we have a better understanding of why businesses source inputs globally, let's move on to global processing. The two ways that businesses may choose to conduct their processes overseas are by manufacturing overseas and by outsourcing their processing to an overseas business. Overseas manufacture is when a business sets up its own manufacturing facility overseas. This is called offshoring. Businesses often do this in order to access cheaper input costs such as labour and material costs. It can be an expensive and complex exercise to set up operations overseas. However, it will mean that the business has control over the process and can therefore manage the timing of supply and product quality. Businesses setting up operations overseas will need to operate within the laws of the country in which they operate and will need to be sensitive to the local customs and beliefs of its workforce. This can make operating overseas more complex. Another reason why a business might set up operations overseas is to move its manufacturing base closer to its customers. Let's say the business is sourcing its major material inputs from Asia and selling its final product to a European market. It might not make any sense to transport goods to Australia for processing. Instead, the business may choose to set up operations either close to where material inputs are sourced from or close to its customer base. This can reduce the lead time and reduce the complexity of the overall supply chain. It certainly would reduce transport costs. The other way that businesses may conduct their operations overseas is with global outsourcing. Global outsourcing may apply to processes as well as products. Outsourcing manufacturing is a bit like a middle ground between sourcing inputs globally and manufacturing overseas. Businesses who choose to outsource manufacturing will have many of the benefits associated with producing a product overseas without having the capital investment and complexity associated with setting up their own enterprise overseas. Businesses might outsource production to test the waters and learn about local customs and workplace practices before choosing to set up their own operations overseas. Many of the benefits of overseas manufacture and global outsourcing of products are the same as for global sourcing of material inputs. Reduced cost of inputs would include access to cheaper labour, reduced regulation and governance in relation to working conditions and occupational health and safety practices, and slacker emissions controls. Product lead times may be shorter than with global sourcing of material inputs because the operations function retains control over processing. Again, an ethical business should be guided by corporate and social responsibility to operate above the requirements of local laws. This is particularly in regard to working conditions, occupational health and safety practices, and also environmental and emissions controls. There's certainly complexity related to the need to abide by local laws and customs that we're not familiar with in Australia. There's large setup costs, especially if you're setting up to manufacture overseas. That means you need to set up or buy a purpose-built facility. There can be difficulty finding skilled workers. Workers might have different expectations, and the operations function will need to manage these expectations and train workers to meet their standards. Compared to operating domestically, there's also an increased risk of transport delays across the supply chain. It's becoming commonplace to outsource service processes overseas. Many large businesses have moved their call centres and IT departments overseas. In the case of IT departments, skilled workers may be found much more cheaply in countries like India. And with developments in data storage and data transfer technology, workers can literally be housed anywhere in the world. So how about the benefits of outsourcing processes? The major reason why businesses choose to outsource part or all of their processes overseas is to reduce costs. Again, the major cost reduction comes from having access to cheaper or more skilled labour. Challenges of outsourcing processes to global operations might include the challenge of operating in different time zones, language and cultural difficulties. Workers might have different styles of working and learning, and the operations function will need to manage this in order to get the most out of its workforce. There's also the perception of the quality of the service if it involves a customer-facing process. Some customers like the idea that they're talking with someone who's based in Australia. There are many benefits to be gained and challenges to be faced by global operations. Ethical businesses are guided by corporate and social responsibility to act above local laws and regulations so as not to exploit its workforce or damage the environment. In global operations, it can be more difficult to manage the quality of globally sourced inputs and processes. This is where quality assurance using international standards such as ISO can be particularly helpful. That marks the end of this episode. As I said at the beginning, this is the last episode on operations management. I hope this podcast has been useful as a supplementary tool for revision of operations management. Thanks so much for listening and good luck with your study.